Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life is maintaining our mental health. And mental health, first and foremost, begins with the brain. Right. Now, the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they said a person, a mu'min, a believer, needs to maintain the functionality of his intellect because he needs it. Without it, he's nothing. Now, when we look at the hadith, they tell us there are a number of factors that I could indulge myself in and they will have a very bad negative impact. Which means I lose my mentality, I lose my sanity, I lose my ability to think and become a person with common sense. I lose all that. Let's look at a number of things that the Ahl Bayt touch upon. One is al-ujub, self-conceit. When a person thinks, I am the best thing that God made, I look in the mirror and I see myself and I say, wow, man, you're just beautiful, just handsome, hands down. There's no one like you, right? Or sometimes I have a title in front of my doctor, professor. And you know, when people call me these names, I take a pride in myself, self-conceit. Or sometimes I do actions and acts, and sometimes like acts for the sake of Allah. You can be paying charity, doing good work, and people come and praise you, and then you have this moment of self-conceit. I am good, aren't I? That, the Ahl Bayt say, that's a cause for the brain to lose its functionality. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says in a hadith, "Ujbul mar'i bi nafsih ahada husadi aqlah." He says a person's self-conceit is one of the people who are jealous of himself. So you know when I see a person who has something and I get jealous of them, I make them lose what they have. Like, I'm like, I wish they lose what they have. When a person has that self-conceit in himself, says, oh, wow, I am so good. He's literally trying to get that away from himself. So the Imam says, وَسُيُؤَدِّي إِلَى فَسَادِ عَقْلَهِ. That self-conceit, thinking that you are God's gift to mankind, he said it will make you lose your mind. In the sense, they are no longer being rational and making common sense. So that's a no-go zone. Two, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, مَنْ صَاحَبَ جَاهِلًا نَقَصَ عَقْلُهُ. He who befriends an ignorant person will lose his mind. Now, think of it logically. When a person becomes a friend with an idiot, an ignorant, what is he going to gain from them? Nothing. Rather, when he needs to deal with them, he needs to turn off and switches off his intellect and his mind in order for him to deal with such a friend. So the Imam says, if you have a friend or if you know someone who's ignorant and idiotic and stupid, try to avoid them. Not make them your friends because they will affect the way you think. They will affect the way you act. They will affect your even akhlaq. Because Imam alayhi salam, he says himself, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. If I walk and I have friends and mingle amongst the idiots and ignorant, I'm going to be considered to be one of them. So for the safety of our brains, let us avoid self-conceit and being with ignorant people. Let us take a short break and we'll look at some more factors.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Some of the factors that makes me lose my mind and the functionality of my mind are mentioned in the hadith of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. One of the factors that Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam say, to avoid a person avoids listening to logical people when they give him advice. Now, and this is just a, you know, normal, a common sense thing that sometimes I want to do something that I feel like something I like, I want to do, I enjoy it, I get a pleasure out of it. And I say to myself, well, obviously my brain is saying, well, hold on, that actually could be harmful. How about you ask someone for advice? I ask someone for an advice and he says to me, oh, you know what, you should not be doing that. And then I say, yeah, I know, but I'm still going to do it. Now, that is just stupid. As stupid as it gets. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, says a person who asks an intellectual for advice but never applies it is killing his brain. He says, he who leaves and refrains from listening to the advice of the intellectuals, his brain will die. Because if you're not listening to people who are intellectual, then obviously you are not learning anything, are you? Obviously not. So there is this kind of emphasis that I always need to go back and ask people of intellect, ulil albab, those who have brains. One. Again, Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi says, man ghalab alayhi al-hazalu fasada aqluh. He who constantly jokes will lose his mind. Because joking all the time, and just trying to crack jokes and make fun, obviously you're not thinking anymore. You're not thinking of anything good. You're not developing your brain. You're not developing at least your intellectuality. You're just trying to make people laugh. So you're losing your mind rather than making it grow. So the Imam says, that will corrupt and pollutes your mind. He says, fasada aqlu. He uses the word fasad. Fasad is corruption. So think of it like this. Your brain is this bowl of water that is just pure and calm and you can see through. And then all of a sudden you put a drop of ink. And then all of a sudden that water becomes polluted and no longer you can see through it. The Imam says joking too much will have that effect. It will pollute your mind, so avoid it. Again he says, من كثر مزاحه استحمق. He who constantly also jokes, he'll become an idiotic person. Ahmak means an idiot in Arabic. Istahmak is like the extremity, become an extreme form of being an idiot, becomes idiotic. So he just becomes an idiotic person. Why? Because he's constantly joking, which means no longer a person is logical, no longer rational. Now, sometimes we seem to think that when we're cracking jokes in front of our friends, they're laughing, we get a joy out of it. Okay, but don't overdo it. You know, once or twice, it's required, you know, to keep things flowing. But make sure it doesn't become a part, doesn't become a habit. You don't turn to be a comedian, right? Because that will definitely affect the intellectuality. That will affect the power of the mind, which we need to keep immaculate all the time. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion. Space spent in time, in time.